بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. The next point in regards to tarbiyat and the bringing up of children is to teach the children the full names of their parents and grandparents as well as their addresses. Now and then I ask the children about this so that they remember their addresses, the names of their parents, their grandparents, etc. The benefit of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, should they get lost, they will be able to state their identity to the one who finds them. In this way, they will be returned home. So now and then to teach the children the home number at home, father's cell number and full name, etc. The point thereafter, children who are studying should be given such nutrition which is good for the brain. Children who are studying, they are going to school, to a madrasa, is important the diet what we feed them. We spoke on many occasions in regards to eating out. But the foods to give them, ulama explained that badam is very good for the brain. Pecan nut also is good for the brain. And now and then we find in the old days, our mothers used to give us badam milk, which is also very good, honey. So these things are important. The cereals we have nowadays, most of them are mostly for the taste. But there's really nothing in there. So badam, pecan nut, these things are good for the brain. They should be given these things to eat. More than the sweets and the sour sweets that is a benefit to the child. And together with this, we are thought that taking care of the child in regards to his physical health, and because they are studying all the time, they are using their brain, is important that we, the head especially in Sharia, has a right upon a person. Because the person is using the brain all the time, so here the right of the head is that a person ensures that he makes taghseel. Taghseel means that we wash the hair properly, wash the head properly. Taghseel. Taghseel, tadheen, and tamshit. These three terms mean that wash the hair, oil the hair, and comb the hair. These are three rights of the head upon a person. That the hair is washed, the hair is combed properly, and tadheen, to oil the hair. Because the brain is working all the time. So the factory is working all the time, it needs some oiling. So to oil the head, it's once a week for children. Thursday night, Friday, sunnah. If not daily, but at least once a week to oil the hair of the children is very, very important. Because they're using the brain all the time. And more than this, what am I explaining? That the best for children is not to keep hair. They need a light head. But today we find the length of hair has become a fashion. That mother will say that after childbirth, they cut the hair only once and never cut it again till he's 7-8 years old, because they want still a baby hair. But they don't realize the amount of taklif and trouble it causes to the child. Because of the weight of the hair on the head, this has an impact on the thinking of the child also, because of the weight. So the best is no hair. The Excellent Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that I have waged jihad and enmity against my hair, I don't keep hair at all. Abdul Hamid Sahib says that for a student who is studying, he has no time to take care of his hair. Wake up in the morning, make wuzu, put his topi on and he's out. But we know the amount of time that he spends nowadays just on youngsters doing up the hair, the amount of gel they are putting. And many a time the gel also is waterproof. The wuzu not made, ghusl not made. Many a child comes to madrasa, when it comes to keeping hair also, Naha Rasulullah s.a.w. in Quza', Nabi of Allah prevented us from keeping two lengths of hair. This is prohibited in Sharia. When you're a child that is doing hijab also, he has two lengths of hair. And you ask him, how come? He say, my mother wants me to keep two lengths of hair. She's taken me to the hairdresser, spend a lot of money just to make two lengths of hair. But this is makruh in Sharia completely. And this comes now from the parent, because we ask the mothers also, how come? We find the mothers also, the type of hair they are keeping. That's a different topic altogether, but the streaking of the hair, highlighting of the hair, the Brazilian cut, etc. Recently, a professional hairdresser told me, he says, Maulana, this Brazilian cut, the women are doing this treatment. He says, this thing is waterproof. The hair becomes lined completely with a certain coating, and because of that, ghusl is not done also. So all the streaking and highlighting, etc., the kufar style of the West, many of them, the ghusl is not made also. Allah Ta'ala save us. But because it's coming from the top to the children, so they are keeping hair also like this. May Allah Ta'ala save us, give us understanding, inshallah. SubhanAllah.